The Q2 2026 Distressed Investing Income Streams Update. Welcome to this audio issue of Distressed Investing, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company. All rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. A special treat for income-generating funds. In Q4 of 2025, as part of Distressed Investing, we released a special report called Income Streams, the Porter & Company Guide to Investing for Income. The report describes the major instruments investors can use individually or in combination with one another to generate various streams of income in addition to the value gained from an investment's price appreciation. You can earn consistently decent overall returns from an income investment just as you can from simply owning shares of a company. But with income investments, most of the returns come from dividends, interest payments, or other cash disbursements and not from the appreciation of the share price. In that report, we discuss the advantages of such an investment strategy, such as providing living expenses and reducing volatility, and then list the names of 8 specific exchange-traded funds, ETF, to expose readers to the real-time performance of the various asset classes outlined in the report. Below is an update on the performance of the 8 income stream investment assets. A review of Q2 2026 performance. An equally weighted portfolio of our 8 chosen ETFs produced a 3.97% total return in Q2 2026. If that rate were maintained for 12 months, extremely unlikely, the return would be 16.85%. That's well above the long-run annual return on common stocks. The income E.T.F.'s exceptionally high average quarterly return was powered by price appreciation averaging 2.67%. This was a special treat, since income constitutes the bulk of these assets' long-term returns. Strikingly, the group's overall price advance occurred despite a rise in interest rates during the quarter. The benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury bonds yield climbed 12 basis points, from 4.32% to 4.44%, and the 2-year Treasury yield had an even bigger increase of 35 basis points, from 3.80% to 4.15%. Clearly, there's a lot more to income securities performance than the frequently repeated rule that bond prices go up when yields go down. That's because there's a lot more to income investing than bonds. While the E.T.F.'s average performance was exceptionally high, there was a wide variance within the group, from plus 10.97% to minus 0.56%. The strong overall return confirmed the benefit of spreading an income portfolio over several different asset classes. Here are the 8 income stream ETFs, in descending order of their Q2 2026 total returns. Leading the pack in total return last quarter was the Schwab US REIT ETF, SCHH. Real Estate Investment Trusts, REIT, rallied on improving fundamentals in several categories. Artificial intelligence, AI, infrastructure investment boosted data center REITs' tight supply and rising demand, helped industrial/logistics REITs, slowing new construction in many markets lifted apartment REITs. Office REITs rebounded on moderating fears about AI's negative impact on the long-run demand for office space among the largest positions of Invesco KEF Income Composite ETF, PCEF, or individual closed-end funds, KEF, that reported Q2 2026 total returns as high as 37.98%. Those funds customarily derive a substantial portion of their returns from writing covered calls. Thanks to extraordinary stock market returns during the period, a 15.20% gain on the S&P 500 and 21.60% on the NASDAQ Composite, covered call writing KEFs had lots of shares taken out at big gains. The resulting distributions constituted return of capital, but nonetheless fattened investors' cash intake. The stock market romp buoyed ProShares S&P 500 Dividend Aristocrats ETF, NOBL. That phenomenal rise, though, was concentrated in technology companies not heavily represented among the aristocrats, which earned their title through long records of steadily increasing their dividends. Aiming their appeal at income-craving shareholders, these stocks wouldn't be expected to rise as dramatically as the S&P 500 or NASDAQ Composite. The 5 remaining income stream ETFs turned in less sensational returns in Q2 26, ranging from 2.05% downward. iShares iBoxx USD High Yield Corporate Bond EFF, HYG, managed a small gain despite the rise in underlying treasury yields. Thanks to signs of a vibrant economy, the ICE Bank of America U.S. High Yield Index's yield spread over treasuries, the extra yield investors receive for accepting the credit risk of speculative grade bonds, shrank from plus 328 to plus 275 basis points. Investment grade corporate bonds have longer maturities on average than their speculative grade counterparts, making them more sensitive to rising interest rates such as we saw in Q2. VanEck Moody's Analytics BBB Corporate Bond ETF, MBBB, consequently suffered a small price decline rather than a gain like the HIG High Yield Bond ETF. Income kept MBBB's total return in the black, however. Also suffering an interest rate-induced price decline but salvaging a positive total return was Invesco Preferred ETF, PGX. The story was similar for Alerian MLP ETF, AMLP, but Master Limited Partnership's price drops were a function of the period's sharp decline in energy prices. The West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Future, for example, plunged from $101.38 to $69.50 a barrel. At the bottom of the heap was Vanguard Utilities ETF, VPU, the one ETF in the group with a negative total return for the quarter. Utility stocks lived up to their reputation as bond substitutes, falling in price in the face of rising interest rates. Click here to see the most recent performance of the eight income-generating funds. Martin Fritz & Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland. For important disclosures and disclaimers, please visit our legal disclosures page. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top three best buys where we highlight three current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top three best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.